Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Chrissy McShane.
Hello, and welcome to our show,
She Code Now. Half hour designed for the community and brought to you by the community.
Each day, one of our hosts will join with people from organizations throughout the greater Chico area.
We want to let you know what's happening in Chico now.
Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Welcome, Chico. I'm your host for this segment of Chico Now, Vince Haney, and I'm in the studio with two very special guests from MONCA. That's the Museum of Northern California Arts. I have Reed Applegate and Trudy Duesenberg. Welcome to the broadcast, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And what brings you here?
Well, actually, for this particular visit, we want to talk about a special project we've been working on. MONCA presents Legacy Artists of the North State, and it's a video series that we're currently producing.
Wow. And where is it going to be shown?
Well, probably.
Where is it going to be shown?
We're actually going to have kind of a premiere the first Thursday in October, which I think is October 2nd, at the Women's Club in Chico.
Oh.
Little red carpet at Champagne.
Wow.
As a fundraiser, of course.
Okay. For you got to do it big for a fundraiser.
Beautiful building.
Uh-huh.
And we'll show all these segments, which are of these, really revered artists that have been made famous through their works, and I want to say the North State, but honestly, most of them are well-known nationwide and a few internationally, wouldn't you say, Reed?
I think so, yes. Sal Casa in particular is one that is probably the best known.
Wow.
Claudia Steele. Can I tell you where we are in the process?
Yes, you can. Okay. This broadcast, this segment of Chico Now is all about MONCA. So whatever MONCA wants to talk about, again, in MONCA's Museum of Northern California Arts, it's a just speak on it.
Okay. So each segment is 15 minutes long, a video segment.
Mm-hmm.
Reed is the host, interviewer, mm-hmm. interviewing the artists, and I'm kind of the producer-director.
Uh-huh.
And MONCA's making it possible through a grant given to us through the Discovery Shop.
Discovery Shop here in Chico?
Here in Chico.
Oh,
and
okay.
They gave us an amount of money dedicated for this purpose. And we had been thinking about this. We had been thinking it would be important to capture the voice of these, some of them, elderly artists.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, when we were thinking about it a year ago, the wonderful man, Richard Hornaday, artist and art educator, passed away. And that really lit a fire under us because we really felt quite badly that we had not captured him when we were able. So he will be included in the series, which we've done by interviewing his really lovely wife, Jennifer Hornaday, who is an artist herself.
And
we went to his studio. And
where's the studio?
In Chico, at his home.
Wow.
And his wife, Jennifer, was very good in giving us a lot of information about him and in areas that we might not have thought of inquiring about. So she was a very wonderful interview with her.
At a fascinating studio. So we did, in a way, we do have our tribute to Richard Hornaday, which we're proud to have. And then the first finished segment is on the lovely and talented Claudia Steele, who now is in her 90s and still gets to the art openings and the art shows, and we were honored and very happy to actually go to her home in the country, her ranch, where she had her original large studio. We did some filming there, and Reed, talk a little bit about that, because she's such a great gal.
Well, she's a long-time Chico and has been here, and knows so many people here and has the history here. Although she has a very full and rich history from the Bay Area, too, because she went to Mills College there and studied with some of the very well-known artists, knew several of the well-known artists, and she still wants to get out and create art in her studio. Now, this studio is off on Wilson Landing Road. I'm sure it would be all right to say that, and I believe she and her husband designed the house. mm-hmm. because it looks very much from the period, I believe, probably the 50s.
Yes.
And she was very good, too, to talk a little bit about her art. So,
The nice thing is, for the artist, you know, each work is a story.
Yes.
So when they start to tell you about it, you're hearing such a rich insight, because maybe it's a person or a place or part of their life, and they get very animated. It brings memories back, and Claudia was very much that way, wasn't she?
Yes, she was, and it's wonderful to get these memories that they have and what influenced them, what got them started in art, and how do they approach art, how do they look at art, and so on. So it's always interesting to see the perspective from someone else, mm-hmm. and how what they do. And of course, the artwork is the finished product of all this that goes into it. So, and it's really amazing what people's experiences are.
Now our next film subject is going to be Salvador Casa. Sal Casa.
Salvador Casa.
Yes.
That name sounds familiar.
Oh,
he's a local, right?
He's a local. He's a local. And I want to say the word character, but I mean that in a loving, affectionate
yes.
way. He has a powerful personality, and he's not only is he a great watercolor artist, but and I'll let Reed talk about that, but he's a very beloved art instructor to this day, and he's in his mid-80s, still painting, still instructing.
Well, and he also has a retrospective show on right now at the Chico Art Center with mm-hmm. paintings going back from 1960 to today.
Wow. Well, we're going to have to take a short commercial break. Again, this is Vince Haney. I'm in the studio with Reed Applegate and Trudy Duesenberg from MONCA, Museum of Northern California Arts, and we'll be back right after this short commercial break. This is Vince Haney with Chico Now.
A man walks down the street, he says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vince Haney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Chrissy McShane.
Hello, and welcome to our show,
Chico Now. A half hour designed for the community and brought to you by the community.
Each day, one of our hosts will join with people from organizations throughout the greater Chico area.
We want to let you know what's happening in Chico Now.
Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Welcome back, Chico. I'm your host for this segment of Chico Now, Vince Haney. And I'm in the studio with two very special guests from MONCA. That's the Museum of Northern California Arts. I have Trudy Duesenberg and Reed Applegate. Welcome back to the broadcast, guys.
Thank you.
And before the commercial break, Reed, you were just talking
yes,
about...
Yes, talking about Sal Casa and his retrospective show that's on at the Art Center right now through about the middle of July, I believe. But his career spans quite a long time. He grew up in New York City and was there as New York City became the art capital of the world. And that's the one thing I would like to find out from him is how did that affect him? What did he see? I remember him telling that he could go to a gallery and see some of the work by what are now considered the premier American artists of that time from New York City and acquiring one of their artworks for, say, $200-$300. Works that are now probably, you know, in the hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to find out about that. And how did he get it? He's also, several years ago, began incorporating lettering and phrases, words, into his works.
He has a keen interest in history.
Yes, and that is reflected in some of his work, plus social issues. There's a painting he did called America's Problem. It has below that a picture of a gun, and then below that he has put the Second Amendment. He leaves it to you decide which way to interpret it. He's very, I don't know, and his color is incredible, his color sense. He can do just a straight, almost color field painting, or he can do work with something like this aforementioned America's Problem piece. So he's got quite a range. He also has been working in series. He just did a series of Jacob and the Angel that was shown at the 1078 Gallery recently. He's also done The Three Graces, several works on that. So he has several ongoing ideas that are really fascinating.
It's and also when you interview and interact with people in that age and of that, they have this great breadth of experience, you really can see that it's their curiosity that makes them so lively and interesting as artists. I mean, they are always curious about life, about society around them, and it's just very evident as we are doing this series to me that that their creativity and their curiosity, I think, has a lot to do with their longevity.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. I do want to note that another segment is going to be on our collection donor, Reed Applegate.
Always, yeah. Always.
So we have a segment where I interviewed Reed, and he talks about, you know, the role art has played in his life and collecting, and his relationship, of course, with the museum that has been his vision and his dream for so long. So I think that's going to be an interesting segment to people.
So who filmed the documentary?
Well, we have
who's filming it?
Is Bruce Jans, who is a professional videographer, mm-hmm. well known in this community. He's won the Annie, and he's an award-winning videographer and national awards. And luckily, he lives right here, and so he's shooting the film. And then we have a wonderful professional editor in Casey Zampa. He's a pro, and he's editing.
And these are all friends of Monka.
They are indeed friends of Monka.
And that's what we're talking about. Friends of Monka. And you out there could be a friend of Monka, too, because
and we're need
doing,
friends.
Doing a capital campaign. We're trying to remodel the Veterans Hall, and you guys can talk about that if you like. This is show's all about you. It's Chico Now, but it's about whatever you guys want to talk about.
Yeah, every effort for the next 2 or 3 years is toward making that happen. Just as this, you know, the legacy artist will be a fundraiser, we need to raise $500,000 to do this upgrade to a classically beautiful, beautiful building.
And for our listeners that don't know what that building is, it's the Veterans Memorial Hall. 900 Esplanade.
Yes, yeah. Right across from Chico High School.
Right, and you guys mm-hmm. got a lease on it, Monka.
Yep, 20-year lease.
20-year mm-hmm. lease, and mm-hmm. you have renewable. To do the upgrades. Renewable.
And our part is the county will maintain the exterior, and Monka, as a tenant, will do the upgrade inside.
And that's hence the capital campaign.
Exactly, exactly.
And we're going to talk more about that, but we're going to take this short commercial break. And again, this is Vince Haney for Chico Now, in the studio with Monka, Reed Applegate, and my dear friend, Trudy. We'll be back after this short commercial break. Vince Haney.
Why am I soft in the middle of the rest of my life? It's so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vince Haney.
I'm Trisha Carter.
And I'm Chrissy McShane.
Hello, and welcome to our show,
Chico Now. Half hour designed for the community and brought to you by the community.
Each day, one of our hosts will join with people from organizations throughout the greater Chico area.
We want to let you know what's happening in Chico Now.
Join us.
This is Chico Now.
He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle of the rest of my life?
Welcome back, Chico. I'm your host for this segment of Chico Now, Vince Haney. And again, I'm in the studio with two very special guests, Trudy Duesenberg and Reed Applegate from Monka. Welcome back, guys.
Thank you.
So we've been talking about the Legacy Artists of the North State video series that's being produced over the summer, being brought out to the public the first Thursday in October. And One of the other artists, living artists, that we're going to be filming this summer is Ann Pierce. Mm-hmm. And now she's a person whose style has changed, I would say, almost quite dramatically.
Yes, she's is a watercolorist and taught watercolor painting at the university. She's retired now. But she began totally realistically, but over the time, particularly the last few years, has gone more abstract, which I find very fascinating. Again, she's a wonderful colorist and has kept that color sense as she's gone into abstract. And again, she has done works in series. She did one of the Nels Anderson's blacksmith shop there on 8th and Salem, and did about five paintings, but they're all abstract, just using that as sort of a riff to go off into her own direction and her own interpretation of the building. She did one of, and one of the works is in the collection, of a series of a fish that she just let sort of deteriorate, and she painted it about four or five paintings in different stages of going to pieces, as it were. And while that might not sound, you know, very appetizing or pleasant to some people, I love it. I think it's just great to see this progression that she did. The one that's in the collection is about probably the third one or something like that of the series, and it's painted, this fish is on a beautiful paisley background. And it's just incredible. She's so, a wonderful artist.
Again, you know, we're always lucky that we are in this cultural center of Chico.
Yes.
And then, you know, that's what we, at Monca, what's what we celebrate all the time, the great artistry of the North State, from San Jose, Sacramento, up to the Oregon border.
And I thank you guys for stepping out and making that happen.
Well, I hope that people will come when we have the show and see it. This is kind of a new thing for me to do interviews. I've done them for the newspaper, but being filmed, that was a little, so it's kind of a learning curve for me too. So I hope people will keep in mind.
And when is this gala event again?
October 2nd.
October. Put that on your calendars. October.
At the Women's Club in Chico.
Women's Club in Chico. Is it donation free? Do you have to pay? You have to purchase tickets?
There will be tickets. There will be tickets.
And they'll be back on this broadcast, Chico, now to talk about it as we get closer to October. We're just planting the seed right now. We're just planting the seed. And it's going to get better. And I just hope you guys just keep listening. And when it happens, just show up. I'll be there. Is it going to be a black tie event? I like to dress up.
I think it will be.
Can I be black tie, bow tie?
Oh, please.
Yeah. I can do that. I'm the number one dresser.
That's what we want. Somebody snappy.
I'm going to bring it then.
Bring the snap and we'll put out the carpet.
Right. I'm coming like that. And I'm going to help advertise it as well.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we sure hope that people will get involved in more ways than one for Monca.
And if somebody wants to get involved now, how can they get involved now?
Well, they probably want to go to our website, www.monca.org, and there they can find out events, ways to volunteer, look at events. And actually, there's quite a number of pictures that are part of the collection, and I think that's interesting. And then we have a very active Facebook account, and you can contact Monca also by phone, 891-4304, if you're interested in any type of volunteering. Of course, we love our volunteers. We couldn't have gotten as far as we have without active supportive volunteers, and we're always looking for people who love the community, love the arts, and want to support us.
Right, and I'm volunteering by having you on the show once a month. Wednesday, you can catch Monca here on Chico Now every first Wednesday of the month. I'm volunteering. If they need me to do anything else, I'll do that as well, because I support the arts and I love what you guys are doing. And I'm broadening my horizons here. I didn't know much about art until I met you guys.
Yay.
Well, now I'm learning stuff.
See?
Well, every time we have a pop-up or something like that, you'll have to come and get even more educated.
I will. As time moves on, I'm going to get more educated.
Well, we are. And the next show is at the City Hall, I believe, is
in
our
September.
Next one. In September.
Real quick, what's a pop-up for our listeners that don't know?
Well, if a landlord has a vacant building, and we can let him let us use it for 1 month, then we'll just go in.
Museum.
We pop in and create a museum.
Yeah, it's pop up. You got it.
Yep.
And the next one's when?
In September at City Hall.
Okay.
So Chico City Hall.
Yeah.
Chico City Hall.
That's the one up front.
That's the old City Hall on the street. The one further back.
The active City Hall.
Oh, at 411.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. All of the floors.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, that'll be interesting.
And then there's plans underway. I'm not going to talk about it now because it's a big surprise, but there's going to be a very rich and exciting, innovative pop-up in October.
Wow. Well, thanks, guys, for coming on the broadcast. That's going to do it for this segment. And again, you guys are always here every first Wednesday. You can hear more about the Museum of Northern California Arts. I want to thank you, Trudy and Reed, for coming in.
Thank you.
It's always a pleasure, and I learn something every time you guys are here. And I'll see you guys again next month. Well, this is Vince Haney. I'm signing out for Chico Now. Join us tomorrow where our host will be Scott Allred. Vince Haney, Chico Now. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon.